Hello, welcome to the final catch-up episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is usually where I talk about all the fics I've read in the past month and what I enjoyed about them, but I've been kicking off the season by doing a special series to wrap up last year's fics. I went ahead and finished out the fics that I was reading during my January episodes, but I didn't have a chance to talk about the fics that I wrote myself and posted, so that's what I'm going to be doing here. This honestly feels more than a little bit self-serving, so I'm going to go ahead and do it and just be forward about it, and if you want to listen, then great, but if not, you don't have to. And besides, we're hanging out in Nashville waiting for Louie to go on stage tonight, so why not record a podcast about the fics I wrote? You can go ahead and find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as LuluLawrence1D, and on Ko-fi at www.ko-fi.com/LuluLawrence. I posted 20 fics during 2021, and that's a nice round number. I'm going to go ahead and talk about them chronologically, so I'll start with the very first fic I posted in January of last year, which is Hello. Just a quick aside before I really get going with talking about the fics, but I wanted to let you know that I only have my first 11 fics in this particular episode because I got talking too much. So here's the first 11. No one likes to be alone. This fic is about 6,000 words long. It is not rated, and I'm hopefully not going to bother saying that for every one of my fics because I don't rate any of my fics. I could talk about that later, maybe, but anyway. It's 6,000 words long, and it's Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry was a full-on fucking failure. Letting out a whimper, Harry pressed his hands to his face as he finally allowed himself to cry. After a few sobs, he realized that something soft was pressed to his face, catching his tears instead of his hands. Harry pulled it away to see what it was, and saw it was one of his sister's shirts. Shaking his head, he turned and placed it very specifically right where he usually tucked himself up against the wall. As he carefully shifted the shirt so he could see the faded image of Britney Spears looking out at him, Harry was overcome with a need he had only felt once before. He needed to nest. So this fic was written for the Omega Harry Fic Fest last year, and I just really love nesting fics a lot, and I really like delving into the kind of world building and I guess the social like reasoning for the need of nesting or the attitude surrounding it. And I've wanted to for a while kind of delve into a world and the reasoning behind why nesting might be looked down upon. And this prompt just perfectly gave me that opportunity. Harry is an Omega who had a roommate, and he was able to kind of get by with the roommate. He was able to kind of, you know, use his scent surrounding him and everything else to avoid getting too overwhelmed. But the roommate, I believe, like, bonded to somebody else. And so they left, and he was supposed to get a roommate, but, like, nobody else was coming. And he wasn't really, like, he hadn't been able to make friends like he had expected to or hoped to. And he was just really stressed out with the university and everything else, and he was kind of flipping out. And so, like, even though it was kind of looked down on, and, well, not just kind of, it was really looked down on, and it was seen as, like, nesting in this particular world, I wanted it to be something that only happened when, like, Omegas were considered, like, weak, or to the point of breaking, or just, you know, beyond overwhelmed. And so I kind of tried to portray Harry, like, at the very beginning of that fic, like, he's already there. He is to his breaking point, and he needs to nest, and he knows that, like, it's not great. He kind of feels horrible about it. He doesn't know how to hide it, but, like, he doesn't have a roommate either, so who is he going to hide it from? And he doesn't know how he's going to be able to pay for his room, or, you know, so that he can continue going to university, because they won't assign him a roommate. He hasn't heard back from the office about anything. Like, he might as well just do it. And then he's, like, in the middle of nesting, and this alpha walks in, this alpha he doesn't know, who is carrying, like, a bag of dirty clothes, and all Harry knows is that he needs those dirty clothes in his nest. And so he, like, completely in his shock, takes Louis's clothes, and Louis is standing there like, oh my gosh, my new roommate didn't know I was coming. He doesn't know that he's an Omega. He's an Omega. He probably didn't know I was an Alpha. He obviously had no idea I was coming. Like, this is horrible. And Louis goes into, like, protective Alpha mode, which is one of my very favorite modes for Alpha Louis to go into. And so he kind of goes and reams everybody. But, like, I just really enjoyed being able to create this world where, like, I could just take a little bit of time to explore the attitude surrounding nesting and what would bring an Omega to the point of needing a nest, even though it's something that's considered almost shameful in most circles. And then, like, I also wanted to really just delve into Louis and how he would handle that kind of a situation, because it was one of those things where the prompt was, like, all about the nesting and Harry getting to the point of needing a nest. And it allowed me a lot of freedom to figure out where it was going to go. So I had to figure out how I was going to have Louis kind of navigate it and how to kind of naturally get them through that situation, because, like, how embarrassing is that, you know? Like, you'd finally get past that worst part and be like, oh my gosh, the most beautiful Alpha, who is my roommate, caught me and I stole his clothes. And, you know, like, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Also, for the Omega Harry fic fest, I wrote a fic called That Don't Define Who You Are. It's about 7,000 words long, and this particular fic is actually a Style and Shot fic. It is Alpha Louis, Beta Nick, and Omega Harry. The summary reads, "Shit," Harry muttered, rushing towards the man. "Are you all right?" The man clearly tried to muffle his scream. "No, I'm really not. I'm afraid you'll need to call 999. When Harry reached the man, he saw the man's leg had gotten caught by pieces of the bike that had come apart beneath him. Without thinking, Harry leaned down and lapped where the blood was flowing quickly until it slowed. "I'm so sorry. I didn't want you to pass out whilst I was on the phone." "God, no. Don't apologize," the man said. "My mum's a licking Omega, see? Quite soothing." Harry blushed. "Yeah. Well, let's see about an ambulance for you." Or the one where Harry is a licking Omega with a broken bond who helps heal a fairly hapless Beta with a folding bicycle. When Harry also meets the Beta's Alpha, things start to get interesting. I just really love writing a hugely disastrous Nick in all of my fics. If I had that opportunity in every single fic I ever wrote, then I would absolutely do it. He's wonderful. And so I had a lot of fun kind of really playing up that disastrous side to Nick, but also including a folding bicycle. That was thanks to Emu, because we were just imagining Nick falling apart on a bike and having it just absolutely not work, because folding bicycles, they're all the rage, you know? Anyway, so in this particular world, I had a lot of fun. I had read a post, I believe, that had talked about the healing properties of an alpha's purr or something like that. And I was just like, okay, imagine this. Like, if they purred, what would Omegas do? And, like, or what would Betas do? You know, I was just coming up with all sorts of different ways of interpreting the roles and different ways that, like, they could heal each other and different properties that they might have and whether the healing would be able to be applied to themselves or just others, and just all sorts of different ways that we could kind of look at the dynamics and play with them a little bit. And so in this, I had a lot of fun, once again, kind of looking at the, at certain, you know, things that were kind of considered lesser than others. And in this particular case, a lesser way of healing would be by licking. I don't know what it is. I think it's because some of the first ABO fics that I ever read in the fandom had to do with, like, the healing properties of, like, the alpha's spit and things like that. And so they would, like, lick each other's wounds and help heal them. And I really like that idea. And so I had a lot of fun kind of looking into it. I was like, ooh, what if they could purr? And that was kind of considered, like, the better version of healing. And, you know, those who were, like, licking were kind of lesser. And so I kind of just took it from there and added hurt comfort, because you gotta have at least a little bit of pain in there, right? It was just, I don't even remember what exactly sparked everything in this, but, like, I remember a whole bunch of different things coming into play, and ultimately it was just really incredibly self-indulgent, which is kind of the theme for all of the fics I wrote last year, and I'm continuing that this year, so I hope that you are ready for that. continuing that, you know, self-indulgent theme, my third fic that I posted last year was Choose My Words Carefully. It's about 9,000 words long, and the pairing is Greg James and Harry. This was written for the Harry Rare Pair Fest. The summary reads, "Sorry, I think he's just incredibly interested in my ice cream," a deep voice said, clearly sounding amused. Greg turned quickly away from Barney and found a very familiar face peeking back at him, his co-worker's son, to be exact. "Oh, that's fine," Greg said, before seeing the man was holding two ice creams. "It's 10:30 in the morning. Why are you having ice cream?" The man laughed, dimples showing. Ah, yes, Greg remembered the dimples from Annie's photos. "I felt kind of bad for Jonathan, if I'm honest," Harry said, turning and looking over his shoulder. "No one was buying any." "Oh, I don't think I've seen him here before," Greg mused. "You either, but considering your mum lives nearby, I suppose it shouldn't surprise me." Harry's brows furrowed a bit, but his smile never left. Or the one where Greg keeps running into his co-worker Annie's son, but some things don't exactly add up. So there was a receipt of some sort that came out last year, and it was something along the lines of someone talking to Harry and thinking that he was someone else. And so they were like, you know, talking about his mom and, you know, all of his family members that they were familiar with, only to walk, and he just went along with it. And then later on, they realized that it was Harry Styles and not the man that they thought that he was, and how embarrassing and hilarious it was. And I was just like, I think it was Megan sent this to a group chat, and they're like, only Harry would be this wonderful and gracious and just go with it and help them, like, not be embarrassed, but also, like, make it that much more embarrassing in the end. And I was just like, oh my gosh, imagine, like, who would be ridiculous enough to be able to make a fic about this and not, you know, make it work and feel believable? And I was just like, Greg James. Greg James is absolutely ridiculous enough to make this work. Like, I just adore him. He's such a chaotic mess. And yet he is so sinister in some ways too. He's wonderful. So I just had a lot of fun kind of having Greg be completely clueless and have this massive misunderstanding coming up between him and his coworker, Annie Mack. In this fic, they aren't DJs. They just kind of work in an office building together. And Annie is a huge fan of Harry's. She goes to all of his tours and all of this stuff. So she has pictures of Harry up all... Basically, I made her like one of us, where we just would have pictures of him up and we call him, you know, our son and everything else. And that's what Annie does. But Greg takes her literally because he doesn't know who Harry is. And she thinks that he knows and he understands, and he doesn't. And so when he actually meets Harry, he thinks that Harry's there visiting Annie and all this other stuff. And it's just so funny how it goes on and on. And Harry kind of goes along with it, but he's also confused and thing. Oh, it's just... It grows and becomes a bit of a mess, and it's so funny. At least I thought it was funny. I don't know if anyone else thought it was funny, but I loved it. And it all comes to a T at the very end where it's all addressed, and I had a lot of fun writing that, and just really, I had a lot of fun writing all of these characters and kind of exploring their behaviors and how they might kind of handle the situation. So anyway, I hope that if you give Rare Pairs a chance that you might enjoy that one. My big bang last year was called Caught in Your Gravity. It's about 63,000 words long, and I told Emu earlier when I was getting this already, I keep forgetting how long this fic was. It was my longest fic at the time when I posted it, so that's kind of fun. The pairing was Harry and Louis, and the summary reads, "It feels like the blood froze in Harry's veins, even as he got a bit lightheaded. He hadn't even made it two practices, only one of which he was even remotely in charge of, without giving it all away, and now he and Liam were both absolutely fucked." "Shit," Harry breathed out. "What all have you been told? Does everyone know? I thought I covered it better than that." "Oh, no, no," Louis said quickly. "They figure it out soon enough, though, because they'll get used to you changing things up, but you're only going to trip over your so-called Americanisms for so long before they realize it's because you don't actually know fuck all about football." Harry sighed. "Yeah, I figured. I just need to bullshit for long enough to allow Liam to get the situation figured out from his end." "Right, which brings me to my entire point. I think we can find a mutually beneficial arrangement with all of this." Louis leaned forward. "You need to learn the ins and outs of the sport incredibly fast. I can help you with that." "What do you want in exchange?" Or an AU inspired by a 30-second trailer of Ted Lasso that doesn't actually have much in common with the show at all. So this was probably like a year and a half ago now when Ted Lasso's first season was just coming out. There was like a one-line blurb that had been posted to Apple TV, and that was like the first thing that any of us had ever heard about Ted Lasso. And it had gotten screenshot and sent to a group chat, I think by Jenna Jayre. And she was just like, how hysterical is this that some American football coach would go over there and try teaching, try coaching a British football team? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, how would you even do that? And so then, like, we just kind of were going back and forth and talking, and the whole group was getting involved, kind of talking about the really funny aspects and was it on purpose? Was it accidental? Like, what happened? And I saw, like, I think it was maybe 15 to 20 seconds of a trailer. It wasn't even the entire trailer. It was just like 15 to 20 seconds. And it was Ted and Coach Beard on a plane. And Beard was like helping quiz him on the terminology for footy. And then it kind of showed Ted like walking in onto like the footy pitch and seeing the team kind of practice. And that's like all that, and he, it was just one of those things where he was like totally overwhelmed, and you could, and it was like, wow, where's, where are the uprights and everything else? And so I was, that's all that I knew about Ted Lasso, and I just was like, okay, but how could we make this believable, a believable situation? And like, what all would be involved in it? Like, we know that the team is fighting to save themselves from relegation, and or what was it that they wanted to get up to the Premier League? I think they were in the Premier somehow. And they wanted to stay there. Anyway, I was just coming up with all of this stuff, trying to, and we were like, we want to make it the football fic that we always want it to be, where like the footy is actually like believable and it holds as true as possible to actual training regimens and actual diets. And, just like make it so that it shows that we understand how British football actually works, because the system for sports and professional sports over in the UK is just totally different from how it is here in the US. And so often, a lot of the fics that I read kind of, it's like they transpose the American system for professional sports over to the UK, and it just doesn't work. It's kind of, I either get frustrated if I'm in the wrong mood and I can't finish it, or I just have to completely pretend that it's happening in the US in my head, or I get upset about it. But anyway, so I was just like, I want to make it so that it's believable and it holds true and it hits all the points that make it so that it would be something that would happen over in the UK, but also have it just be absolutely ridiculous because it's this American football coach who doesn't know a single thing about footy going over there trying to take care of this team. So he's like trying to hide it. And imagine the hilarity that could come from that. But how is he going to figure it out? And how is he going to continue to hide it? Like, how would it be believable? And we were like, and how would we work in the romance? And it was really funny because actually, when I started the fic, I was just like, and at some point they'll fall in love during all of this. Like, I didn't even plan that part. I was having so much fun focusing on the football aspect of it all and just kind of the situational humor that I didn't even really think about the relationship until I was in it writing, and thankfully that kind of worked its way in, and I did have fun kind of writing out their relationship and also kind of figuring out like the whole, oh gosh, all the homophobia that is incredibly rampant in professional footy and just how that might play into Harry as a coach and being out and all that other stuff. So I just had this was I still don't I don't actually know how well this one did. If anybody, like, if a lot of people read it, I know that I had enough people read it that it makes me laugh because a lot of the comments were about how much everybody else hates Mourinho as much as I do. And, like, hell yes, I'm glad that that is our unifying factor here. so I don't know how well it did, but I just had the most fun writing that fic, and it's still one of my favorites from last year. I really love it. The next fic that I wrote was called A Sleep Story Just For You. It's about 12,000 words long, and this is also a Harry and Louis fic. This was written for Wankfest last year. The summary reads, "The Trans-Siberian Railroad" by Harry Styles. Louis pouted a little. He wished that some of the names he actually recognized and he knew he could fall asleep to were available for free, but maybe this hairy guy was better than the woman with the grating, condescending tone. When Louis clicked on the image for the story, there was a bit of a pause, and then a deep voice came through the speakers of his phone. Holy shit. Louis's eyes went wide as a chill ran down his spine. The man's voice was glorious. It was a rich baritone that Louis wanted to have whispering in his ear while they did dirty, dirty things together. Louis paused. Maybe that was what he needed. Or the four times Louis uses the Calm app to help him get to sleep, and the one time he doesn't need to. This fic was just a lot of fun. Absolutely ridiculous. Total crack fic. Like, it's just insane. And I forget that I wrote it half the time. And then I remember, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was a really fun fic. And then I remember it was a five times fic, and I'm like, oh man, this fic is just funny. This was also from a prompt that I just randomly saw that I don't even think was meant to be a prompt. It was just a shit post on Tumblr, and I was just like, that could be a fun fic. And now here we are. So it was a lot of fun and ridiculous, and hopefully you enjoyed it too. The next fic that I wrote was called Maybe You'll Like the Way I Am. It's about 56,000 words long, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. This one was written for the 1D ABO Fest last year. The summary reads, Harry stood on his doorstep, waving a little as he shuffled his feet. Hi, I brought you some cookies. Louis finally realized Harry was holding a plate with at least a dozen chocolate chip cookies. How'd you know chocolate chip was my favorite? Harry scrunched his nose. They're actually peanut butter chocolate chunks, so I really hope you don't have a peanut allergy, because there's like a lot of peanut butter and chocolate in these. But also, I just hoped that there was something, that they were something you liked, because I actually have a favor to ask. When Louis's alpha neighbor asks him to pretend to be his Omega for a week, Louis immediately says no. He has too much he's dealing with on his own, and he swore to himself he'd never get that close to an alpha again. Unable to hold to that resolve once guilt sets in, Louis finds that maybe fumbling his way through a fake relationship for a week was exactly what he needed to finally be able to move on. This fic is kind of a funny story. I love ABO so very much, so very much. And so whenever there's a fest, I do the very best that I can to be able to participate in it if it's an ABO-specific fest. And so I was like, I am too busy. I'm not going to sign up for it. It's not going to happen, but I'll read through the prompts. And that was a bad choice, because then I read through the prompts and I found one about, oh, I think it was just Alpha, you know, Alpha character A and Omega character B are neighbors, and Alpha character A's family is coming into town, and he needs Alpha character B or Omega character B to be his, you know, fake boyfriend for the week or something. Like, that's literally all the prompt was. It was super open-ended, and I was like, great, I can take this, have so much fun writing a cute little fluffy, like 12k fic. It'll be awesome. So much fun. I can just bust that out after I'm finished with Big Bang and get it over with, and then get going on some of the other projects that I already have lined up. It'll be fine. And then this fic, oh man, so much just got, it grew and grew and grew. I had run into some prompts that I think I was trying to send to a friend because I wanted some dark fic. And I was like, oh my gosh, imagine some asshole doing this to like an Omega or something, you know, just kind of breaking up with them while they're in the hospital for some reason, and they're having all these health issues, and they were like practically bonded, like imagine that. And then I was like, oh wait, that could be the backstory for this Omega, and like they could be resistant to the fake dating, and they might not even know their neighbor very well because they've been trying to avoid them since they're an alpha, and they don't want to be near an alpha after all of that and everything else. And I was like, yes, that would be great, that's a great backstory. Because I thought, if I make it the backstory, make it so that that's not the entire point of the fic, then maybe it can still be short. It'll maybe bump up the length to like maybe 20,000 words. It'll be fine. At the most, that's all it'll be. And then I was listening to podcasts, and revisionist history was happening, and I heard a podcast post about, it was just this really complicated story about the police force and a dead man that the police had killed. And it seems really straightforward at first, and of course it's not, because otherwise Malcolm wouldn't have gone on the whole hour-long journey with us. But the story that he told was just really poignant and really powerful, and it really hit me and stuck with me for a long time because it just got me thinking a lot. And I was like, what if that is also part of Louis's backstory? Let's just put all the trauma on this poor Omega Louis. And I was just like, he was an Omega. What if he was part of the police force, and that was kind of the trigger to all of his health issues, and it was while he was in the hospital trying to get past that huge traumatic event and deal with his newfound health issues, that his alpha breaks up like via text message and all this other shit. And I was just like, yes, this is it. Poor, like, Louis is like, that's why he's all not gonna have no alpha. I can do it on my own. It's fine. I'm dealing with enough shit. Like, I'm not going to help you. Sorry. And then he's like, okay, fine. I can't be a total asshole. Like, I'll help you out. And then, of course, they fall in love. And so that's all kind of like where it came from. And then it grew into this 56,000 word monster. But I just really love this fic. I had so much fun with it. I just really wanted to make sure that like the pacing was natural and that it went the way that made it so that it didn't seem like it was completely out of it. It didn't seem completely unheard of that they would actually be doing these things and that they would fall in love as quickly as they did. I wanted to make it so that it felt believable and it felt real, while also still being like a bit of a roller coaster and something that does happen really fast, but it happens fast because they're thrown into these different positions that kind of make it so that it can happen that fast. And yeah, it was another one of those completely self-indulgent things where I just wanted to create a world and a fic that I really wanted to read, and so I did. And yeah, I just really love that fic. It's kind of it was my second fic baby, I think, of the year, because the first one was my Big Bang, and so I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do better than this Big Bang this year. And then I wrote this fic and I was like, oh, this is definitely my fic baby for the year. So, one of my favorites. The next fic that I posted is called I Said It Wrong, But I Meant It Right. It's about 4,000 words and it's a girl Payne Shaw fic. It is a pairing of Liam and Nick Grimshaw, and it's girl direction. Well, kind of girl direction. At least they're girls. The summary reads, Nick was a bit of a disaster, but she was used to it. Or so she thought. She had never known how much she could struggle just to function until the new Fire Lady Goddess Angel person winked at her. I had read, there's this wonderful post that I'm pretty sure most of you have seen on Tumblr, and it's a post about this girl who works as, she was working as like a cashier or as a line cook or something at this like little hole in the wall restaurant, it sounds like, and her bosses were there and witnessed her kind of like falling apart when these really beautiful firefighters came walking in, and one of them was just this beautiful butch firefighter who just like was gorgeous and kept like flirting with her and just making it so that she like came off as rude and forgot even like her usual welcomes and things like that, and it was just so flirtatious and so hilarious. And her wonderful, wonderful owners of the restaurant, her bosses, like were helping her and giving her like lighters to try to set the place on fire so that they could get the firefighters back and all this other stuff. And I was like, how much fun could this be? And I was like, that is exactly what disaster Nick would do. She would just like completely fall apart. And I was like, who would she fall apart over? And ever since I think I first read Payne Shaw, when it was a tiny little drabble as part of like a bigger set of drabbles, I think that Maggie, Disgruntled Kitten Face, had written. And so I first kind of got the idea and I was like, I don't know, Payne Shaw, really? And I read it and I was just like, okay, like she won me over. And then I read another short drabble, I think it was like a kiss drabble or something that Nick had written. And it was once again Payne Shaw, and I was like, okay, see, I'm here for this, but like, I want to give it a try, maybe, if I found the right prompt. And this was the right prompt. And so I kind of set it on the back burner, and I was like, when I find the right time to write it, I'll write it. And wordplay happened, and that first prompt just, it worked so well, I thought, for that particular fic. And I just had so much fun writing it. And it's the most niche and rare pair combination I think I've ever written, possibly. And I just really love it. So, for all of you who are willing and up there, out there enough to read it, here's to you. Thank you. The next fic that I posted was called "I Love This Feeling, But I Hate This Part." It's about 7,000 words long, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. This was once again another wordplay fic. The summary reads: "Stand up." Harry stood up from the couch, not a moment's delay. "Oh my God, is that what that's like?" Harry turned to Louis, surprise on his face. "I really thought they were somehow exaggerating, but it really is an automatic response with absolutely no thought from me behind it whatsoever." Louis sighed again. "You really want to keep doing this? Have me use my alpha voice on you so you can work on resisting it?" "Yup," Harry said, clapping his hands and smiling. "How else am I going to be able to have any chance at reducing the power an alpha voice has on me?" I was sent a prompt by Evie. Evie Loves You on Tumblr. And she was like, "I think that you could write this." And I was just like, "That is really fun. I have no idea how I would write this." And then we got the prompt for wordplay, and I was like, "Ugh, that would work really well for reducing the power of an alpha voice or like trying to be able to resist it." And I was like, okay, we'll give it a try. But I need to write the fic in a week. And so I was like, how in the world am I going to do this? And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try to write it as like a montage almost. You know those parts of movies where like they give the setup for what they're trying to do and it's something really hard that it like imagine a sports movie. They're trying to do this really difficult, move for their sport. And so it shows like little snippets of them trying and failing a bunch of times. And then finally at the end, like they're kind of getting better or succeeding. I wanted it to kind of have that sort of a vibe, but for like the entirety of the fic. And so I kind of set it up where like that's what they're doing. They're working on getting him to be able to resist alpha voices, and here's why. And here's all the chances and all of the times that he kind of went about and failing and yet getting a little bit better. And I just had a lot of fun kind of figuring out the different ways that Louis would be willing to try to do it, like without feeling like he was taking advantage of Harry. And Harry, like, resisting as best as he could, but like also finding ways that he could do it, like little tips and tricks to make it so that he had a little bit more of an ability, I guess, to fight back. And it was a lot of fun. So hopefully that's also something that everybody was able to enjoy if they gave it a chance and read it. The next fic is called He Carries the Key. It's about 8,000 words long, and this fic is it's mostly a Nui fic. It's Niall and Louis, but also at the very end it's OT5. The pairing re or the pairing the summary reads: Niall was mostly home, ready for a shower and a chat with Louis, when suddenly Niall was flooded with emotions from the pack bond. Shock, surprise, confusion, but mostly fear. Something was wrong with Louis. Mercurial Madhouse. Is that right? Madhouse? Madness? Mad. Oh no, I always get her Tumblr URL wrong. I'm sorry. But anyway, Mercury was just on the lookout for all of the soft nui that she could possibly find, and so I promised her that I would write her a soft nui, and I was talking to Emu, I think, one week when I was writing, and I was like, I want to write pack fic. I want more pack fic. Like, this is what I want in my life, so you've got to be the change you want to see in the world, so I'm going to write a pack fic. I just don't know when or how. And then I was like, oh, hey, whenever I write that soft nui fic for Mercury, I'm going to make it a pack fic. And I was just like, don't know what's going to happen with it, but it'll be a pack fic. It'll be great. And then we got the prompt, and I don't even remember what the prompt was for this week, but I was like, okay, guess we're doing it. And so I had to figure out what was happening. And I just had so much fun, really, like, kind of delving into the pack bonds flowing the way that they did, and Niall being the alpha, but not really feeling like he was meant to be the alpha. Since he was the only actual alpha in their pack, like he assumed the role and he took it seriously, but he never felt like he was meant to be in that role, and he couldn't figure out why and what that meant. And then everything happens with Louis, and it all suddenly makes sense. And but not only does it make sense, he has to then kind of navigate it all and help Louis figure out what it all means. And it's just, I had so much fun writing it. Nui is not a pairing that I ever really was drawn to, but I could see it with the gifs that Mercury had sent me as she begged for a soft new e-fic. And I thought that in this world it could be something that like we could really play up into and, you know, really delve into. And so I had a lot of fun with that in this little one, and I hope that if you gave it a chance that you did too. My next fic, it might be my favorite fic that I wrote for Wordplay. I don't know, I wrote a lot, I just really liked the fics I wrote for Wordplay last year. Anyway. This fic is called Thou Sun Art Half as Happy. It's about 7,000 words long, and this is a Style and Shaw fic, so once again, it's Nick, Louie, and Harry. The summary reads, "Hello, I'm sorry if this isn't a post that is allowed on this channel, but I was hoping for the best since it is regarding a photography project I'm working on at the moment. I'm working on a set of sunrise kiss photos, and therefore am needing a willing kissing partner. I'd hoped to be able to provide one for myself, but it hasn't panned out, so here I am. I was hoping to find someone here since I know most of you, at least peripherally, and can generally vouch for you not being creeps. Plus, this way, I know you will understand needing to continue to tweak the camera settings and reshoots, etc., that others might not. Anyway, I'm looking for someone who identifies as male or male-ish, sorry ladies, who is between the ages of 18 and 40. I'm a 29-year-old male-ish myself, for those who would like to know before replying. If you're interested and are free the early morning of August 7th and would like to kiss in the sunrise with me for the sake of some hopefully interesting and fun photos, let me know via DM and I'll give you the location. Or the one where Louie needs a kissing partner to show up, and it all might just turn out for the best that way." So I think the prompt for this particular week was Rise, and I had seen a photo and it was like, this is a good kissing spot. Or something like that. It was going around Tumblr, and I was like, that would be a lot of fun. And there had been some other kind of like ideas of how that could work into a fic that others had thrown out there, and I loved them. But I want to read them. I didn't want to write them. But it also kind of sparked a completely different idea for me, and like the idea that there are a whole bunch of those all around town, and that they like want to try to photograph them and figure out like ways that they can kind of use that. And they were like, okay, so let's use this and have it be a whole series and everything. But anyway, with the, I just really love sunrise photos, and I really love like the idea of silhouettes, kind of where you can see the colors and the lights behind, but you also can very much see what's in the foreground. And so I was like, that could be a lot of fun to play with kissing photos. And so I was like, okay, so we're going to move the location of this so it would work for a sunrise photo and everything else, and we're going to set it in New York City because why not? And so over Discord, Louis goes into his photography Discord that he has, his New York City one, and he asks for a kissing partner, and Nick replies, and so Nick comes, but Nick brings his partner, Harry. And so they're there, and I was just really craving another polyfic. I just really love reading polyfics, and I love Style and Shaw. They're my favorite. And so I was like, okay, let's go ahead and figure out how we might be able to make this work. And so I just had a lot of fun trying to make it so that it wasn't awkward, and kind of having them get to know each other and still be like open and vulnerable, but like just get those photos and have it so that there is very clearly a like a chemistry there, and have it still be something that they're not, like, they're jumping head in, basically, but they're trying to figure out how to make it so that they're kind of easing into it as well, where it feels natural and not, like, forced. Because I was like, how does that happen over the course of just one night, or morning, in this case, I suppose? And so I had a lot of fun making it so that, like, the basics were there, and it was all laid out and ready, and it was just kind of putting it forward for everybody else to try to, you know, kind of fill in the holes, fill in the rest themselves. But I had a lot of fun just kind of creating that little world and kind of delving into who the characters were, not only themselves, but like who they were together just for that small little moment in time, for that little snippet that we got into their lives. And it just feels soft to me when I think back on it. So hopefully that kind of comes through in the writing. And the last fic that I wrote for Wordplay is called I Heard You Talking. It's about 10,000 words long, and the pairing is Harry and Louie. It had been an hour of their noise, and Louie had been dealing with, and for some reason, it had been an hour of their noise that Louis had been dealing with, and for some reason the fact that these grown men were being this rowdy in the quiet carriage over a game of Uno was the breaking point for him. He stood up and turned around, making his way down to where the group of five were somehow gathered around a table. Louis stopped at the table and cleared his throat, mouth open and ready to politely request they keep it down, when the man who was sitting with his back to Louis turned. He was stunningly gorgeous. Blinking a ridiculous number of times in an attempt to pull himself together, Louis coughed and spit out, "This is the quiet carriage." God, he was nearly 40, and that was the best he could do in front of a set of pretty green eyes. Or the one where Harry is famous and Louis doesn't have a clue. Good thing his son is able to help him out. Okay, so I believe it was like January of 2019 or something, and I was listening to Greg on the Breakfast Show, and he was talking about this real life story about how there was this older couple on the train. They were in the quiet carriage, and there was this group of guys who were just being completely rowdy and honestly kind of rude, and it was all over a game of Uno. They were being really loud and rowdy over a game of Uno. And so they went up and down the carriage apologizing to everybody afterwards when they were kind of, you know, getting more quiet and calming down again. And they came up to this, one of them went up to this lovely old couple and offered, you know, apologized and offered to take a picture. And not knowing that this man was very famous, the older gentleman accepted and said, "Yes, we would love you to take a picture of us." And so that he handed over their phone to get a picture of him with his wife. And the footballer was like, "Oh, I mean, like, with me." It was Paul Pogba, for those of you who know footballers. And, you know, one of the most famous footballers in the world, played for Manchester United, all that lovely stuff. And this man just had no idea. And so we got the picture taken. It was very awkward. He got a selfie with this man that he still didn't know. It was, once again, very awkward, and life went on. And then he was talking to his son later, his very adult, grown son who lives in Australia as a sports reporter. And he was like, "Oh, by the way, do you know who this is?" And his son, like, nearly choked on his tongue when he was like, "Oh my gosh, that's just Paul Pogba, Dad." And so I was like, imagine this, like, where one of them is this famous footballer and the other one's this single dad who just, you know, is completely clueless about sports, has no idea about anything. And when I first thought about it, I was like, obviously Louis's a footballer. But whenever I think that, I like to turn it on its head and be like, okay, but how about he's not the footballer? And because I just like doing that. I like kind of challenging what my natural reaction is and go with the opposite. And so that, in addition to the fact that I had just written a very long footballer Louis fic, I was like, okay, it's obviously footballer Harry. And so that leaves us with older single dad who is clueless about sports Louis, who, that's again not my natural inclination when writing a character for him. Like, he obviously knows about his sports, but yeah, it was just a lot of fun to delve into and be really silly and once again try to make it realistic, because that's something that I really enjoy doing, is taking these absolutely insane plots and somehow trying to find a way to make it so that it's believable. It seems like it could happen. And so that's what I just tried to do. I tried to make it so that it was something that was believable and still enjoyable and fun and just absolutely ridiculous. And I had to do it all in the course of a week. And I think I managed that pretty well. I just had a lot of fun with that one. It was a good time. Okay, so as I got to talking, I started talking more and more about these fics because I just really love them, and it got long. And so I'm cutting this into two episodes. And so with that, this is the end of episode one. I hope that you are enjoying this and that you will actually be interested in continuing to listen to episode two, which will go up at some point. Not sure if it'll go up later this week or if it'll go up next week, but I am going to finish recording that today, so it'll be ready to go, and it's just a matter of me hitting post. So I hope you are excited and interested, and thank you for listening. I'll see you then.